YIWGP.
You won't know what they're saying or who they're saying it to. A lot of times, neither do they. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. So here's an acronym for you. HDOP. Help Delete Online Predators. To protect your kids' online life and to get a full list of acronyms kids are using, call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:01, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, and I would have it no other way. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour, just call it the midnight hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's the time each week that we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Someday we'll catch up. I say it, but it doesn't happen. But I say it anyway. We don't mind. We don't mind too much here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're just going with it. Because there's really no other way to go about it. I have no announcements tonight. Nothing on the foreseeable horizon where I won't be here. No one to thank from the immediate past. I continue to thank Pete. Pete and Chuck, you for filling in during those 2 weeks when I was out of town. I really appreciate the assistance, as always. But you know, more than anything, I appreciate you, the listener, for being here with me. Belinda, every single week. Thank you very much for that. So I had an unusual experience just last night. I won't go into the vast majority of the detail, But we shall suffice to say that my cat, Paulette, you've heard about her many times over the past 17 years that she's been with me. She had her first bath last night. Neither of us were really into it, let me assure you of that. But it had to be done. So, shall we celebrate that first bath of Paulette? Let me tell you, when you're 17, that is not when you want to have your first bath. I think that is a really safe thing to say. And I never want to have to do it again. It was very sponge bathy, but still, she didn't like it. But it was better than the alternative. And I don't know if I can say it yet. We might have to do it again. But Jack, that cat was clean right here. That bubbles in the think tank.
Folks, here's a story about a friend of mine from out in the Midwest. He's a tall, handsome guy. And Jack, he really knows how to dress. He wears nothing but the best at no times that money can buy. I've watched him so often pay as high as $100 just for one necktie. He was something to look at when he came on the scene. Check, that cat was clean. He used to change his vines at least 7 times a day. And what he paid for them, Jim wasn't late. Like one vine alone, it cost the cat $3,000. And he had 2 $50,000 rings, and he wore one on each hand. Jack, that cat was clean. When Bobo walked down the street, he'd sweep the average woman right off her feet. And another thing I like about it, Jim, that cat was built. And the chaise he wore cost $1,000 a piece, handmade out of pure Japanese silk. Jack, that cat was clean. He had coal black hair and his teeth was white as snow. The chicks used to scream when Bobo walked in the door. He'd sometimes smile and give the girls a wink. And the top coat he was wearing was hand-stitched, fur-lined, out of pure genuine. Jack, that cat was clean. He had a pair of shoes, I ain't never seen a pair like that. And what he used to wear with them was a pair of silk slacks, cost him 7 bills, and a $500 genuine Panama hat. Jack, that cat was clean. The gloves he wore must have cost him $800 a pair, and he had a pair to match everything that he'd wear. And every time he went out, I don't care when, you'd always see him wearing that $70,000 stick bill. Check, that cat was clean. I got a long-distance call late yesterday. Yeah, you guessed it all right. It was from Bobo. And he said he just bought a jet and he was headed this way. So here's a tip to all you so-called playboys. With them flying queens, you better get them out of sight before Bobo comes on the scene. Because the way that cat dresses Jim and with his dough, if he hit on one of them, ain't no way in the world she can say no. Because that cat will be clean, clean, clean. That cat will be clean.
First I saw the loveliest pool, this bathing luxury pool, the widest, roomiest pool. It was warm as summer sun. Clear as any brook in a mountain, this pool was just like a fountain, a whirling, bubbling fountain. It was heaven, it was fun. The ultra bath, I was bathing in luxury. Now at last I was really free in my ultra, ultra bath. Then I saw that I was right under a waterfall I was under, a gentle cascading wonder with the spray caressing me. Now at last I felt like a woman, completely feminine woman, a pampered, satisfied woman. I was bathed in luxury. The ultra bath, the ultra bath, I was bathing in luxury. Now at last I was really free in my ultra, ultra bath. My ultra, ultra bath. My ultra, ultra bath.
Washy, washy, washy. Washy, washy, washy. Jingle, jangle, ding-a-ling. Pinky, panky, punk. Washy, little tootsie. Washy, little baby toe. Washy, little chin, chin. Pinky, panky, punk. Washy, little leg, leg. Washy, little cheek, cheek. Washy, little eyesy. Pinky, panky, punk. Splish, splash, toesy. Splash, little piggy, pig. Splash, splash, handsy. Pinky, panky, punk. Washy, washy, washy. Washy, washy, washy. Jingle, jangle, ding-a-ling. Pinky, panky, punk. Splish, splash, big toe. Splish, splash, little toe. Splish, splash, finger. Pinky, panky, punk. Wipe, wipe this knee. Rub, rub that knee. Dry, dry, tum, tum. Pinky, panky, punk. Brush, brush, pretty hair. Brush, brush, pretty hair. Wrapped in a warm towel. Pinky, panky, punk. Wash, wash, washy. Wash, wash, washy. Jingle, jangle, ding-a-ling. Pinky, panky, punk.
Take a bath. 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 take a bath.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce that great inventor, Thomas Alva.
No!
Alexander Graham.
No!
Wilbur and Orville.
No!
Well, then who?
Clyde Crashcup.
Clyde Crashcup?
Science lovers of the world, ladies and gentlemen, Leonardo, on this momentous occasion, I, Clyde Crashcup, inventor of the wheel, the internal combustion engine, and the horse, to name but a few, shall unveil my latest invention. Soap. That's sir for sir and ope for ope soap. Oh, that's a very good question, Leonardo. I have been asked an intelligent question, ladies and gentlemen. What is soap for? And to that question, I shall give an intelligent answer. Soap is for eating. It is palatable to the palate, delightful to the nostril, vitamin-enriched and highly digestible. And, as Socrates once said, the proof of the soap is in the eating. So... How did it taste? Excellent. A little water, Leonardo. Yes, really delicious. I believe I have done it again. What have we here? A bubble. A little miracle of nature. Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. Innocent bubble, you know not trouble. Ah, well, back to science. Curious effect water has on soap. Indeed curious. It creates bubble. Burr for burr and ubble for ubble, bubble. Does that suggest anything to you, Leonardo? Of course it doesn't. But never mind. My genius is enough for two. Let me see. Dirt. Clean. Cleanliness. Cleanliness next to friendliness. I have it. Quick, Leonardo. Back to the laboratory. There. Another scientific breakthrough. My latest invention. The bathtub. Within this vessel, ladies and gentlemen, man may soak luxuriously in rich, creamy suds. And now, on with the bath. Ladies and gentlemen, a bath is comprised of four elements. The soap, the bathtub, the water, and me. Voila! I love life, and life loves me. Leonardo, open the drain. Unleash the drain. The drain, Leonardo! What do you mean I forgot to invent the drain? Ridiculous, Leonardo! I never forget! You forget! Folks, I hope to be back with you next week, but in the meantime, I must invent swimming. Now, let me see.
Read it. back and take a bath.
We ain't gonna wash, we ain't gonna wash, we ain't gonna wash for a week.
everyday lifestyle I'm gonna sing is strongly directed to all the misery you're bringing. Now I'm not all about dissing someone else's personnel, but there's no quota on your odor.
That's right, you smell.
You might feel a little embarrassed, don't take it too hard, and don't make it worse by covering it up with some
right guard.
Before you even put on your silk shirt and fat the rope, just take your big ass to the bathroom and please use a little bit of soap.
Okay, contestant number two, do you have the answers?
No, I don't.
What's the predestined savior of mankind to do? Grown up in a condo, eating canned spaghetti. His first job was putting in car stereos, and his second job was ushering the wheel of fortune, and his third job, well, he didn't get it. They ran a check and he's got no credit. It coming, sees the coming of the sunlight every morning, and checks the glint on his double-edged sword, waiting for the word he's been waiting for. Get away from that TV and become the one.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and, you know, there's just a lot going on here. As usual, the WMFO studios are a lively place, and when the students are in, even livelier. Livelier. But we're dealing with it. We're keeping up. Seems like you're keeping up just fine over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Everybody's chatting it up real nice over there. I like the way you do that. Do it some more, please. Please. It's storm season. And with power outages and the weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home, taking care of your pets in the process, mind you. It's a public service message from WMFO right here in Medford, because we love you. I don't know if you knew that, but we, as a full unit, love you. So much more silliness to go. And then, of course, we've got the radio obituaries. Plenty of those. You know, I don't feel like I'm... there's a lot of them still in the backlog, but at least I don't feel like I'm crazy amounts of time behind. I'll take that for the blessing that it is right now. Of course, you need to know that Paulette was exhausted from her ordeal yesterday. Very, very, very sleepy gal after all of this getting smelly and being washed business. She's sleeping through us right now, I'm sure. Which probably isn't actually any different than usual, but tonight I'm sure of it. So I send my regards from her, since she won't be participating with you over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. But thank you very much, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research, for posting that lovely photograph of the girl squirrel, as she's known, about the home front. She's got a ton of nicknames. She's a squirrel, she's a pony. I call her Punk sometimes, even though I really shouldn't do that because that's her sister's nickname, and, you know, but it happens. But enough about us. Let's make it all about her once again by returning to said silliness about Paulette receiving her first bath ever at age of 17. Hey, it's a little Prince Buster right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Watch your sinners. Watch your troubles. Well, yeah, well, yeah. ago. In the spring or summertime, there was no ice or snow. When I was tired and nearly dead, these are the words that Mama said. Go and wash those dirty feet before you go to bed. When I would get out of school, I could hardly wait. I'd have my brogans in my hand before I'd hit the gate. I'd romp and play till nearly dead. That same old line Mama always said. Go and wash those dirty feet before you go to bed. The springtime rolled around. My tiny feet got to itching so to touch the cool, cool ground. But I remember what Mama said. Those words still echo through my head. Go and wash those dirty feet before you go to bed. A fussing and a fuming like any ordinary man. But if I brush them off instead, Mama would make my bottom red. Go and wash those dirty feet before you go to bed.
To pay
is a clean.
To charge
is a dirty.
To be a virgin
is a clean.
To say virgin
is a dirty.
Shoulder
is a clean.
Armpit
is a dirty.
Mother
is a clean.
Mother
is a dirty.
You smell so good, like the scent of sweet spring flowers, kissed by April's tender showers, and I'd do the same for hours.
You smell so good, you're as fresh as ocean spray, dear, or a spicy autumn day, dear, and I'd love you just that way, dear.
Sweetheart, you smell so good, you leave me weak. I'm so breathless, I can't speak. Every time we're snuggled cheek to cheek.
You smell so good, like a ball of circus candy, or the fine bouquet of brandy, or tea.
Oh, baby, you smell so good to me.
What's that aftershave you're wearing? Don't you think it's a kind of daring? But it's really got me caring.
You smell so good. What's the name of that cologne, dear?
Why, it's meant for you alone, dear.
Wanna disconnect the phone, dear?
Sweetheart, darling, baby, kid, hey, look at it this way now. You smell so good that when I get a whiff of thee, I declare a state of emergency.
You smell so good, you're the essence that I go for, and the greatest cure I know for ennui.
Oh, baby, you smell so good to me.
It's because of your new powder that my heart is beating louder. and my chest is acting prouder.
How I love that aphrodisia. Makes me wanna hug and squeeze ya, or do anything to please ya.
Good, you make me flip. Let's arrange that wedding trip. When the preacher says dig, I'll say I'm hip. You smell so good, like a garden full of roses. And to think this treat for noses is free. What I do, always come out number two, and I try harder, everybody knows. No matter what the deal may be, it always ends up costing me, and you come out smelling like a rose. While driving you down Bourbon Street, you saw a gal you'd like to meet. You hollered, turn around, see where she goes. Well, guys like me just never learn. I stuck my hand out for a turn and punched a traffic cop right in the nose. It makes no difference what I do, always come out number two, and I try harder, everybody knows. No matter what the deal may be, it always ends up costing me, and you come out smelling like a rose.
Now, Homer, son, I know what's best. Your money, boy, you must invest, or income tax is gonna pick you clean. And so I let you twist my arm till I bought your pumpkin farm. Then all at once they cancel Halloween.
It makes no difference what I do, I always come out number two, and I try harder, everybody knows. Deal maybe, it always ends up costing me, and you come out smelling like a rose.
I never will forget somehow the day you sold me that old cow. You said she'd give me butter, milk, and cheese. And now I hope you're satisfied, cause that old cow just up and died, and all I got was a hoof and mouth disease.
It makes no difference what I do, I always come out number two, and I try harder, everybody knows. No matter what the deal may be, it always ends up costing me, and you come out smelling like a rose.
Feel ashamed, low of jail. You can pack your things and go. Now I'm out of jail. You can pack your things and go. Find another fool.
Everyone goes to see the way a washerwoman washes her clothes. If you like boogie-woogie rhythm, she's got a beat. Let the boogie-woogie washerwoman give you a treat. On every afternoon at one, the sessions begin, and all the boys from all the bands come down to sit in. They sit around and knock each other out when they play, while the boogie-woogie washerwoman washes all day. Rub-dee-up-dub, that's just the way she rubs. Rub-dee-up-dub, that's just the way she scrubs. Rub-dee-up-dub, she wears out all her tubs. She rubs and rubs her knuckles right on down to the nubs. Rub-dee-up-dub, that's how she kicks it off. Rub-dee-up-dub, she keeps it nice and soft. Rub-dee-up-dub, till someone hollers on, scrub me mama with a boogie beat. You really ought to visit there if you've never been. It doesn't cost a penny, just come down and walk in. If you like boogie-woogie rhythm, you'll get a treat. Let the boogie-woogie washerwoman give you the beat. Rub, 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 a rubbin' all day. She's a scrubbin' old boogie-woogie rhythm all day. Scrub, rub, a washin' all day. Scrub me mama with a boogie beat. Clean and let me dream till out. Rub-dee-up-dub, that's the way she scrubs. Rub-dee-up-dub, that's the way she rubs, 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 rubbing along, singing a boogie woogie song. That's how she kicks it off. Tee-tee-tee-lee-ah-ha, she keeps it nice and soft. Tee-tee-tee-lee-ah-ha, to summon all is all. Scrub me mama with a boogie beat. You really ought to visit there if you've never been. It doesn't cost a penny, just come down and walk in. If you like boogie-woogie rhythm, you will get a treat. Let the boogie washerwoman give you a treat. Scrub me mama with a boogie beat.
Tom D. Tom. Tom D. Tom. Rubber duck duck. Three cats in a cup. Scoping for the sea. All the butchers and bakers will be shooting the breakers. Look out! Here comes a 2017 tub.
Rubber duck duck, we got a high riding tub powered by a big bone cat. We got wild locomotion as we lay for the ocean. Here comes our 2017
tub. Visit a beach that a hollow can't reach, with slicks that bite the sand. And the engine's got goodies for shutting down booties. It's the bossiest surfing tub in the land.
Rubber duck duck, proud of our tub. She's really in a class of her own.
Losers.
To my house, set him down at my table, gave him all the food that I was able. He ate my chicken and he drank my tea. Now he's trying to take my gal from me. Do you call that a buddy?
No, no.
Could that be your buddy?
No.
Just a dirty cat. He smiles in my face, but he ain't my friend. That's his jive, to drink up all my gin. When he gets drunk on the Zoom, he tells my chick to meet him at the Dirty Spoon. Do you call that a buddy? Could that be your buddy?
No, no.
I believe I use my buddy.
Yes, yes.
'Cause he's just a dirty cat. When I had 15 cents, I would loan him a dime. 'Cause I thought he was a friend of mine. But now if I had 100 donuts, darn his soul, I wouldn't even give him a donut hole. Do you call that a buddy?
No, no.
Could that be your buddy?
No, no.
I believe I shoot my... a dirty cat. I found a red flannel sack under my trunk. I looked in it and found a gang of junk. Roots, bones, and bottles, and a little brass key. I believe to my soul he's trying.